Hey, it's 5:05 on Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. From the Sourced Podcast Network in New York City, this is your host, Pocky Huang. Stories in today's episode come from Katie Craig in San Diego, California, Derek Weeks in Bethesda, Maryland, Olympio Pop in Transylvania, Romania, Ian Garrett in Arlington, Virginia, Edwin Kwan in Sydney, Australia. Let's get to it.
Yesterday, in an update to investors, Google introduced Bard, powered by Google's Lambda, or language model for dialogue applications, and its answer to OpenAI's ChatGPT. This is Katie Craig in San Diego, California. Google is making Bard available to a select group of trusted testers to ensure that responses provided by Bard meet a high bar for quality, safety, and groundedness in real-world information. ChatGPT, conversely, is available free for all to test and use, and recently unveiled an improved paid version. These new approaches to search engines that incorporate large language learning models will enable and foster new ways of learning as folks are able to carry on conversations with the AI to glean better and deeper insights from information on the internet. Lambda, if you recall, made headlines in June 2022 when one of its engineers claimed it was sentient. That slowed Google's plans for releasing Bard, but it appears that ChatGPT's code red put Bard back on track. I reported an error yesterday that Microsoft had invested hundreds of millions of dollars into OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT. It's actually a multi-year, multi-billion dollar investment agreement between the two. This is Katie Craig. Stay safe out there.
What happens when you don't update your software after a vulnerability is disclosed? Well, quite simply, you're open to attack. Attacks can be championed by an individual, but the best equipped adversaries are using automation to scale their attacks. I'm Derek Weeks, reporting from Bethesda, Maryland. Reports emerged over the weekend that VMware's ESXi servers were left vulnerable and unpatched against a remotely exploitable bug from 2021. Yep, that vulnerability was announced 2 years ago, and systems are still in place that haven't used the updated patch or software release. These servers were then compromised and scrambled by a ransomware variant that is being dubbed ESXi ARGS. The ESXi, if you don't know it or are not familiar with it, is VMware's hypervisor. Emergency response teams, including France's CERT-FR, Italy's ACN, and the United States' CISA, are reporting that the attack started Friday, February 3rd. Italian cybersecurity officials have warned that the ESXi flaw could be exploited by unauthenticated threat actors in low-complexity attacks. These don't rely on using employee passwords or secrets. According to the Italian ANSA news agency, the ransomware campaign is already causing significant damage due to the number of unpatched machines out there. The playbook in this case? We've breached your environment. We've scrambled the data, we're holding it for ransom, and we want 2 Bitcoin to return your systems back to your control. Oh, and if you don't do this, we will notify your customers if we haven't received payment. So, what do you do from here? Well, first of all, security hygiene is critical to any of your environments. When vulnerabilities are disclosed, it is time to update your systems immediately. You also want to make sure that in your plan, you're partnering with some of the best information sources out there. How are you staying ahead of the adversaries using that information? Are you getting information about new vulnerabilities that apply to your environments so that you can update them quickly before individual or even large-scale attacks begin. Also, don't wait until Patch Tuesday. Be sure to check and update your environments today. We've all seen this kind of exploit happen before. For those of you that have read the Verizon Data Breach and Investigations report, you know that many attacks are being waged against vulnerabilities in software that were announced ages ago, in some cases more than a decade ago. It's worthwhile taking an inventory of what systems and applications you have out there, if there are vulnerabilities associated with them, and patching them or updating them as soon as possible.
Today, we have a new episode of What European Country Will Be Hacked Today? Where does this exciting adventure take us? To the home of two of the most popular cuisines in the world, pizza, pasta, and baguettes. ACN, Italy's national cybersecurity agency, and CERT-FR warned organizations to protect their systems in front of a massive wave of global ransomware attacks targeting VMware ESXi servers. According to the agency, various organizations from France, Finland, the US, and Canada were affected. According to the security research company Checkpoint, the attack is the most significant known Windows ransomware cyber attack ever recorded. The ransomware attack tries to exploit an open SLP heap overflow vulnerability affecting ESXi machines running versions 7, 6.7, and 6.5 unpatched, exposed to the internet with port 427. If patching is impossible, you have to disable the vulnerable service location protocol, as stated by a bleepingcomputer.com article. Starting with 2021, the OpenSLP service is disabled by default. At the end of the first day of the attacks, around 120 ESXi servers were encrypted, even though this number is likely to grow, given that 2,400 VMware ESXi devices were identified as vulnerable after running a Census query. A significant number of the affected devices are on Hetzner or OVH cloud. The latter, announced in a blog post on the closing of the port 427 for their customers to mitigate the threat. Even though initially the attack was thought to be related to the Nevada ransomware, at this point they appear to be more from a new ransomware family. It seems ransomware is never out of season. For the full episode and the list of resources, head off to 505updates.com. This was Olympia Pop reporting from Transylvania, Romania.
Have you ever made something for your job that you thought could be a great product that should be in the market? That's what Comcast is betting on with its new enterprise security business focused on bringing its internal security tools and inventions to the market. Hey folks, this is Ian Garrett in Arlington, Virginia. Telecommunication and media conglomerate Comcast has entered the enterprise cybersecurity business with the creation of a new cybersecurity business unit led by former Zscaler executive Nicole Bukala. This unit has launched its first product, DataBee, which offers a place to centralize security, compliance, and business data. The company is betting that its size and scale will provide a major competitive advantage as they have a high bar for effectiveness of technologies. Microsoft and Google have also jumped into the enterprise cybersecurity space, with Microsoft claiming to bring in $20 billion a year from related revenue. Analysts remain bullish on cybersecurity as a revenue generator despite the current economic downturn. This is due to enterprise consolidation of computing, security, and compliance tools. Comcast's entrance into the cybersecurity space comes at an interesting time, as businesses are looking for cost-effective solutions that can be scaled up. They are betting that their internally developed technology will be able to fill this need, as it's been proven to be efficient and cost-effective at scale.
This is Edwin Kwan from Sydney, Australia. A security researcher from Nepal has done a write-up on how he was able to bypass the two-factor authentication on Facebook. The vulnerability that was exploited here was the two-factor authentication code is 6 digits long and there isn't any limits or rate limiting on the number of attempts you can submit the code. the researcher used a brute force attack to try all permutations of that six-digit code using a pen testing tool called Burp Suite. Facebook has since fixed the vulnerability.
That's it for today's open source and cybersecurity updates. For direct links to all stories and resources mentioned in today's episode, go to 505updates.com, where you can listen to our growing library of over 70 episodes. You can also download the transcript of all episodes for easy reference. 505 is a Source Networks production, with updates available Monday through Friday on your favorite audio streaming platform. Just search for It's 505, and please consider subscribing while you're there. Thank you to Katie Craig, Derek Weeks, Olympio Pop, Ian Garrett, Edwin Kwan for today's contributions. The executive producer is Mark Miller. The editor and the sound engineer is Pokey Huan. Music for today's episode is by Blue Dot Sessions. We use this script for spoken text editing and Audacity to layer in the soundscapes. The show distribution platform is provided by Captivate.fm. This is Pokey Huan. See you tomorrow at 5:05.